Thank you. Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for being here, and especially like to extend a greeting to Thanksgiving for all of our guests that have come into town to the Indigo Girls. Thank you for being here. For Winona, after she gets clapping. And all of the press that have come in today. What we're going to do today is the reason why we're here, and this particular cradle board here is an Apache cradle board. And one of the main things that we are concerned about and we want to call attention to is the fact that the future of the Native people in the Southwest, and especially the women and the reproductive health of the women. And the cradle board, as you see, it's empty. And this is what we're really looking at, feeling, thinking, trying to do something about, because if this nuclear waste is taken to the Southwest from the Eastern Seaboard, then the future of the people in the Southwest will be the empty cradle board. So this is one of the main things that we want to call people's attention to. We all have the not in my backyard syndrome, but there has to be more planning and more work on taking care of and isolating the nuclear waste. So we're looking at the Yucca Mountain and the Skull Valley issues. I'd like to introduce first today is the president of the Indigenous Women's Network. She's also a staff member of the Seventh Generation Fund, which is one of the first Native foundations. They've been in existence for many, many years. Winona LaDuc is the environmental director for that. She's been the president of the Indigenous Women's Network for probably since we began in 1983. And I'd like to turn the mic over to her.
Thank you.